This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Haya Penchwani reports on the strong earthquake in Taiwan that triggered tsunami warnings.
A strong earthquake in Taiwan rocked the entire island and created a tsunami on southern Japanese islands. A five-story building collapsed as a result of the earthquake. Train service was suspended across Taiwan, but things seemed to return to normal quickly in the capital city of Taipei, with children going to school and morning commutes appearing normal. The Japan Meteorological Agency said a tsunami wave of about 1 foot was detected on the coast of Yonaguni Island about 15 minutes after the quake struck. Taiwan's Earthquake Monitoring Agency gave the magnitude as 7.2, while the U.S. Geological Survey put it at a 7.4. It was about 21 miles deep. I'm Haya Penchwani.
AP correspondent Norman Hall on the Israeli airstrike that killed aid workers in the response to it.
President Joe Biden says Israeli airstrikes that killed seven aid workers are tragic and not a standalone incident. Biden said in a statement that Israel has not done enough to protect aid workers trying to deliver desperately needed help to civilians. The World Central Kitchen workers were British, Polish, a Palestinian, and a Canadian-American dual national. Israeli military chief Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi says the attack was a grave mistake.
The strike was not carried out with the intention of harming WCK aid workers.
Critics say the strike highlights Israel's indiscriminate bombing and a lack of regard for civilian casualties in Gaza. I'm Norman Hall.
President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping have discussed Taiwan artificial intelligence and security issues in a call meant to demonstrate a return to regular leader-to-leader dialogue between the two powers. Tuesday call was their first conversation since the November summit. This is VOA News. More than 53,000 people have fled Haiti's capital in less than 3 weeks as deadly gang violence continues. That's according to a new UN report. The majority of people fleeing are headed to Haiti's rural southern region. That worries UN officials because the South does not have enough infrastructure or resources and already hosts more than 116,000 Haitians who previously left Port-au-Prince. The exodus began shortly after powerful gangs launched a series of attacks on government institutions in late February. One woman says she left with her small children because stray bullets kept hitting the tin roof of her home. One child was killed, two others seriously wounded in a shooting at a school outside the Finnish capital Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan with more.
Three 12-year-old children were shot at a school in a suburb of Finland's capital on Tuesday. A fellow pupil suspected of the attack, a boy also aged 12, was taken into custody. Some parents had to wait for 3 hours before they were able to collect their children. Police said both the suspect and the weapon were in police custody and that there were no other suspects for now. The suspect had admitted the attack in a preliminary interview, according to the police. They said the 12-year-old will be put in the care of social services because the child cannot be remanded in custody. Police said the motive was not clear and the permit of the handgun belonged to a relative of the suspect. The suspect and victims were pupils at the school.
The last set of children from the more than 100 students and staff who were abducted from their school in Nigeria's northwest on March 7th have returned home. Details from Reuters' Alice Rizzo.
Days before a deadline to pay a 1 billion naira or $767,000 for their release, the army announced it had rescued all 137 hostages. Abductions at Nigerian schools were first carried out by jihadist group Boko Haram, which seized 276 students from a girls' school in Chibok in northeastern Borno State a decade ago. But since then, criminal gangs without ideological affiliation have adopted the tactic to obtain ransom money.
That's Reuters' Alice Rizzo reporting. The largest fresh egg producer in the U.S. says it has stopped production at a plant in the Texas Panhandle after bird flu was found in a flock. Officials later said the same infection was found at a poultry facility in Michigan. Mississippi-based Cal-Maine Foods said Tuesday it destroyed 1.6 million laying hens and 377,000 pullets at the Texas facility on the Texas-New Mexico border. It says there's no known risk with eggs so